Wittenberg Village President Wesley Mezier says the violent, quick-moving storm took down about 200 trees in the community and caused serious damage to the high school.
Part of the roof was tore off, and they have damage in their gymnasium and, I believe, their library, to the point where there's water damage in the gymnasium floor, and it's starting to buckle and stuff.
The storm also ripped through the Riverside neighborhood on the north side of Wausau. Dean Ryan watched as a cleanup crew fed the remaining pieces of his 150-year-old cottonwood tree into a chipper.
Took down the biggest tree in Wausau, 22 feet around at the base, hit the garage and the porch, quite a bit of damage.
Ryan wasn't home when the storm hit, but his teenage son, Dean the Fourth, was.
There was a lot of lightning, so then a big gust comes and, like, the whole house starts shaking and there's a loud crash and I didn't know what was going on. I ran out here and I saw the tree was down on the house.
A few blocks north, Kathy and Reggie Kittle watch as men with chainsaws carved up what was left of their 6 tall shade trees. Kathy said she felt
a little sick. But we're just very thankful that it didn't miss the house. We still have a house to live in.
Missed the house and garage. There's a storage building buried underneath those trees.
Oh, unbelievable. I'm almost glad I wasn't here when it actually was happening.
There was one serious injury from the storm. A Shawano County woman was hospitalized after being hit by a falling tree in the town of Belle Plaine. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.